On the KSRO live line with us this morning is Carla Brown. She is a campaign director for Light the Night. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
Well, we know about Take Back the Night. Tell us about Light the Night.
Light the Night is an evening where supporters and survivors and researchers and the community can come out to a walk. We have one in Napa and one coming up in Santa Rosa to support blood cancer patients. It's a fundraising effort, and it really is a time to let people know that we are lighting the night in a dark moment of cancer through personal support, financial support, and medical research.
Now, if I got this right, it's going to be in Courthouse Square. So that's cool because we got a good new Courthouse Square.
We do. We have it unified, and we're looking forward to that on October 7th from 5 o'clock registration. And we ask people to come out, enjoy some activities that our sponsors are providing, and then join us for the walk where everyone gets to carry a lit lantern representing their support of patients, survivors, or those who have gone on before us.
Yeah, those lanterns are very cool and make for an amazing visual and a great visual for your particular goal, which is, of course, to raise money for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And how do the participants go about raising money?
Well, they go online and sign up at lightthenight.org/GBA. That stands for Greater Bay Area. Once they sign up to walk, they receive a personalized, safe and secure fundraising website where they can collect donations. They can also collect checks and deliver them to our office in Santa Rosa, and that information is found online. And our goal this year is to raise $210,000. We are on our way. We're at about $40,000 already. So we know that this is an amazing community that supports each other, and we have every intention of reaching that goal.
Does leukemia and lymphoma get enough attention from the medical researchers?
I think we're all vying for attention, and we want to keep it in the forefront. It does get attention because blood testing and manipulation and trials are a lot easier to do than, say, bone tissue or body tissue. It can be manipulated. So much of the research that is done with blood in terms of cancer research can then be transferred and become protocols in other types of cancer treatments. So it is very beneficial to support blood cancer research because many of the treatments go on to become standard protocol for other cancer treatments.
And I'm assuming as you go through these and put these events on, you just hear the stories of people that have been affected with family members and friends that have battled this disease and had good or bad outcomes.
Absolutely. When someone receives a cancer diagnosis, it's not just a medical or scientific situation. It's something that affects the entire family, the community, their coworkers. And one of the things we're very proud of at the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is that we're able to support patients and help them improve their quality of life with things such as transportation grants and support groups and having them make connections with other patients who have successfully navigated the treatment and can be a source of support and reassurance for them.
And also, Carla, you know, it's never the individual who is diagnosed with this particular disease. It's the entire family that is.
Absolutely. And we all know that the family dynamic is really what, you know, supports us, whether it's blood relationships or just the friendships and the strong connections we have. And that is something you'll see very much at our Light the Night walks. You see the organizations that come out to support each other and their families. And it's very touching, and it is significant to people's outcomes and diagnosis.
Indeed. So Light the Night is taking place on October the 7th, and there is one in Napa. There will be one in Santa Rosa at Courthouse Square. And remind us, Carla, how we can get involved with this.
Go to www.lightthenight.org/GBA, and you can get signed up right there. You can always call our office at 707-596-5519, and we will get you signed up, give you more information, and more importantly, if you're a parent, a patient, or family member who's going through treatment right now and needs a little extra support, please call us, and we have various ways of helping you.
Well, Carla, we've talked about the fact that it's in Old Courthouse Square in Santa Rosa, and your event with the new square may provide some of the most dramatic photographs taken in the new unified square.
Well, mostly we want to see the most dramatic fundraising so we can eradicate this disease and never have to deal with it again. We do see more and more cures. Our tagline is someday is today, because changes are being made today and we don't have to wait anymore.
Well, it's a great event. We're looking forward to seeing how it all turns out. Carla, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
That's Carla Brown. She's the campaign director for Light the Night in Santa Rosa.